the baptism of Jesus was at first a very difficult thing for the church to accept. It was confusing. Here's Jesus at the Jordan River. He's taking his place along with the others to be baptized. And the early church wondered, is this any way for God to act? How can Jesus allow himself to be baptized just like everyone else when he is truly God, the Word made flesh? And yet, we find it in Luke's gospel and in other parts of Scripture. What the church came to realize, however gradually, was that Jesus needed to become a member of the human family, not for his sake, but for ours. Joseph Veneroso is a priest with the Maryknoll Missionary Society. He writes of an experience he had in ministry which he will never forget. It was while he was serving as a chaplain at a hospital in New York City. He went in to distribute communion to a certain Catholic patient. It was a man who had survived a heart attack and was recuperating. The man, named Robert Hubka, invited him to look at a beautiful book on his nightstand. And in the book was this magnificent picture of the famous sculpture of Michelangelo's Pietà. It's where, I'm sure many of you have seen it, where the Jesus, after he was taken off the cross, is laying on the lap of Mother Mary. And the picture sparked a conversation about Robert Hubka's faith history. Turns out that for most of his life, he was Jewish and lived through the concentration camps of Nazi Germany. And he told this priest chaplain that even though many of the survivors of the death camps became atheists, he himself kept his faith in God. However, he was still unreconciled to the idea of a good and loving God on the one hand, and the horrors of Nazi death camps on the other. And he said that that tension continued for about 20 years. But Mr. Hubka was a professional photographer, and he was allowed to one day photograph the Pietà up close and from every possible angle during the 1964 World's Fair in New York City. And he said, as he photographed the sculpture, all of a sudden, there was this profound sense of peace that came over him. Spiritually, you could certainly call it a eureka moment. He said at that moment, he also felt strongly the need to become a Catholic. And the priest asked, well, why? And Hubka responded that for the first time, he could reconcile his belief in a good and loving God, while at the same time with a God who was still present, even in the midst of the horrors of the Holocaust. He said, I realized for the first time that God didn't abandon us in the concentration camps. Rather, God suffered with us and even died with us there. And he said that the Catholic Church was the one church that did not hesitate to proclaim a God who was crucified. Think about it. That whole insight came about through the work of art, a sculpture. It showed him to what extent a loving God is willing to go to be in solidarity with human lives. And all that solidarity begins, in all things, with the use of such a simple thing as water, water in the River Jordan. No, Jesus did not want to show he needed to be washed clean of sins like the rest of us, but he did need to show that his love would bring God in solidarity with human beings, whether they acted in God's goodness or acted in ways that are evil. He needed to show that he was that figure of Michelangelo's in the Pieta, who would be present with us, even and especially in the face of evil. In these days of church scandal and of sexual abuse in our society, we need to realize what that Catholic convert realized and know that even when we in our church abandon God, God will never abandon us.